Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Last night, the homes of the Jewish director of the Brooklyn Museum and several Jewish board members were vandalized. Our Carol Dioria is following the story. She joins us now live.
And Linda, there were at least two incidents of vandals. They spray painted the homes of the Jewish director and a Jewish board member, spray painted them in red. Brad Lander, the city comptroller, called the vandals cowards. He tweeted, "It makes everyone feel less safe." He said few museums have done more to grapple with issues like colonialism and racism than the Brooklyn Museum. The museum itself sent down a message saying, quote, "We are deeply troubled by these horrible acts, and a police report has been filed." Now, we know tensions in the city have surged this past year since the attack in Israel on October 7th. In fact, it was just this past Sunday that a pro-Palestinian protest broke out at 35 Wall Street in the financial district. That's where the Nova Music Festival Memorial is located. Mayor Adams went there yesterday. He spent about a half hour. He wanted to speak out against the Mideast hostilities and the ugly protests that he says have been going on. With him was a man named Menashe Mansouri. His two daughters and future son-in-law were all killed in that massacre October 7th. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM outside the Brooklyn Museum.
And also early this morning, police confirmed that a group of people vandalized the Palestinian mission to the UN on East 65th Street in Manhattan, also with red paint. The fight over congestion pricing? Apparently not over. Governor Hochul's decision to put congestion pricing on hold may be challenged in court. Our Marla Diamond has the latest, and she joins us live.
And Linda, last week's bombshell decision by the governor put the years in the making congestion pricing plan on indefinite hold and blew a hole in the MTA's capital plan, crippling the agency's ability to move forward on upgrades to the aging system and promised subway accessibility projects, and also to get people out of their cars and reduce congestion in Manhattan. At noon today, City Comptroller Brad Lander and other mass transit advocates, along with environmentalists, will announce legal action, arguing the pause on congestion pricing essentially kills the plan, violating the state's commitment to cleaner air and its legal obligation to fund the MTA. On Monday, Governor Hochul said she is committed to finding funding sources for the MTA's future that doesn't include tolling drivers to drive into Manhattan. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
And of course, keep it right here on 1010 Winds. We will keep you updated on this story. The NYPD is asking for help finding the men who shot and wounded a 23-year-old and a 15-year-old in Queens. Police say the two were sitting in a car on 183rd Street and 143rd Avenue in Laurelton when two men approached the rear of the car, pulled out a gun, and started shooting. The bullets hit the 23-year-old victim in the leg and the 15-year-old victim in the face. Both were rushed to the hospital in stable condition. The two suspects fled the scene. Police are asking anyone with any information about this incident to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. Well, New York City's libraries plan a day of action today to fight Mayor Adams' proposed $58 million budget cuts to libraries. President of the New York Public Library, Tony Marks, tells 1010 Winds that the funding needs to be restored in the upcoming budget. Otherwise, services will be lost.
This level of proposed budget cuts means we have to look at closing days of the week. We have to look at closing branches. We have to look at branches that we have spent over hundreds of millions of dollars on to renovate that we cannot reopen.
The library systems are asking supporters to post on social media today with the hashtag No Cuts to Libraries. They're also asking supporters to tag Mayor Adams and the City Council as they are entering the final stages of negotiating the city budget. The City Council is holding a hearing today on who pays real estate broker fees, the tenant or the landlord. The Fairness in Apartment Rental Expenses Act would require whoever hires the broker to pay the fees. The measure was created to protect tenants from having to pay for a broker they did not hire. Political director at Open New York, Logan Ferris, tells 1010 Winds why she supports the measure.
New Yorkers are really struggling, and this is a common sense bill that is not only fair, but it will really help alleviate a significant financial burden on anyone looking to move.
On the other side, Brian Minnell with the Real Estate Board of New York opposes the bill, saying the fee will still be passed on to the renter.
The fee doesn't just dissipate into thin air. It's going to have to be paid somewhere. And what we believe this would do is actually create a situation to where the fee is passed on through higher rent.
Dueling rallies will be held outside City Hall this morning before the hearing begins. Police are looking for four men who robbed a designer glasses store in Co-op City in the Bronx last month. Investigators say around 4 in the afternoon on May 23rd, the suspects entered the Fabulous Optical Store on Co-op City Boulevard and smashed several display cases with axes and hammers. They grabbed more than 30 pairs of glasses before fleeing. No one was hurt, and we have pictures of the suspects at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.